show where we look at the strange, the unusual, the loud, and the unapologetic. The theme this week is, in light of recent political events in the U.S., as a what I would describe as a staunch lesbian, we are going to be focusing on women in music. So this entire episode will be dedicated to the women who rock, the women who are loud, the women who croon and swoon, and any other adjective that you can think, but it's all focused on women. So first off, we have No Girl So Sweet by PJ Harvey, because what a better way to start a show like this than by playing some PJ Harvey. So here you go.
Something that I can
That was T-shirt by the Beaches, right out of our very own Toronto. And they actually have a new EP out called Jocelyn, but unfortunately I was not able to play it because both tracks are explicit, but I love them both, so I recommend that you go check that out. But again, that was T-shirt by Beaches. And then the first song that we listened to there was No Girl So Sweet by PJ Harvey. That's actually one of my favorite PJ Harvey songs. And I mean, there's so many to choose from, so it's kind of hard to choose. But that one's kind of always really been there for me. I find it very empowering and very emotional, that entire album. That's got to be my favorite PJ Harvey album. Coming up next is another great Canadian band, another all-female band. They are called Kitty. If you're familiar with nu metal, then you absolutely know Kitty, that loud, kind of unapologetic sound. I especially love them for that, especially in a time where, you know, even nowadays, women should be silenced. That seems to be the ultimate over prevailing thought. So I like it when women are very loud and very angry and let it be known. So here is Brackish by Kitty. That was Don't Call Me Babe by Shampoo, and the first song that we listened to was Brackish by Kitty. And now both of these songs have been in my playlists, in so many of my playlists, for a very long time because, A, they're great pump-up songs. Like, if I'm like, I need to get this done, let's get this done now, you can throw them on. And B, because it's just such empowering women, like such powerful voices, the guitar chords, everything about it is just, I don't know, it's, I admire it. Coming up next, we have a song by Metric, but no, it is not Black Sheep, as much as you may think of Black Sheep when you hear Metric. This is actually, it's still kind of fairly well known if you're familiar with Metric, but it's my favorite Metric song, and it is Dead Disco. So here is Dead Disco by Metric.
Dead disco, dead funk, dead rock and roll, remodel CFRC 101.9 FM has new social media. Find us on Instagram and Facebook at CFRC Music and keep up with the latest announcements about our programming and projects. Follow us today at CFRC Music.
That was Floating in the Wind, the new single by Vigil of War. And I have interacted with the front woman, Alicia, many times online before, and can I just say everything that she puts out is so good. I really recommend going back and listening to some of that older Vigil of War stuff, as well as Dragon Force. Now, Dragon Force is another band that Alicia's in. She's the bassist for that band, but both really great projects that I cannot recommend enough. Coming up next is something a little bit different. Now, the next woman to be featured is not necessarily a musician so much as she is a performer, a writer, and a slam poet who was very popular in the 90s. Now, she has passed away, and that affected me quite a bit, as her work is some of my favorite poetry out there. And she was featured many times on, I think it was MTV, on many different radio stations and television shows in the 90s. And so this is kind of a treat for me to get to be able to talk about her, because I love her work so much. And even though music wasn't really her thing, I love her music as well. So here is Maggie Estep with Welcome to the Monkey House.
Let the riotous rumble start. Open up the valves in my heart. Let me stand on the edge of the world with a grin on my face. Let me dance jaggedly all over the place. Kiss me, I ache. Feed me, I want what we all want. Try. By day, by night, and in between. I will swallow whole the night and spit it back out during the day. I will go where the wild things are. I will stretch and reach and run. I'll sail into years and weeks. I will be queen of all the friends. Kiss me, I ate. Feed me, I want what we all want. Try me, I'm good. I'm natural, I'm super cool.
Humans are not moats that float through the air of one short life and get lost in nothingness. The soul is a spark of light, an undying part of told to come and go many times into the air and earth and the great beyond, to unfold, to hold and release a breath of life, a spirit and a sigh.
Let the riotous rumble start. Come on, make a dent into my heart. Attention shoppers, now hear this. I am coming to understand the exact nature of this bliss. Kiss me. We'll be right back.
That was Fait Accompli by Curve, and the first song that we listened to was Welcome to the Monkey House by Maggie Estepe. And now, this is a little bit of a touchy subject for me, so just be prepared, but personally, I think that Curve is one of the, if not the, most underrated shoegaze outfit from the 90s, especially because, first of all, I had so much trouble choosing which Curve song to play today because I just love all of them equally, and they're all so good in their separate ways. And as well, hearing that song, you hear those influences from Garbage and from Shirley Manson, and kind of how they almost go hand in hand in terms of voice and sound and lyrics. And I think that Curve just deserves to have the same amount of recognition and fame as Garbage had. Now, I love both bands, obviously. I mean, who doesn't love Garbage? But I think that Curve is really overlooked when it comes to that sort of scene. Anyways, that's my spiel on Curve. I really, really implore you to go check out more of their music because it is so dear to me and I love it so much. Coming up next is Do It or Die by Die Mannequin. And now this is another female-fronted group. I think it's actually a duo, so female-fronted duo from Toronto, who also I'm a huge fan of. My favorite song of theirs is Sucker Punch, but it is explicit, so I couldn't show it. But Do It or Die is a very close second. So here it is, Do It or Die by Die Mannequin.
Let's burn the town until we are full. Damn, my grandma's Joe's Mill is a musical instrument lending library located in the Tet Center at 370 King Street West in Kingston, Ontario. Started by the late Joe Chitlin, who wanted everyone to experience the joy of playing an instrument, Joe's Mill has over 1,000 musical instruments and resources for you to lend out so you can take up a new hobby or get back into an old one. Stop by, register for only $15, and then take out an instrument at any time for free. Joe's Mill is located at the Tet Center on the lower floor in Unit 110. Visit joesmill.org for more information.
You are currently listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, located in Kingston, Ontario, and also available on cfrc.ca. If you're just joining us, welcome. My name is Tommy, and you are currently listening to Dark Side of the Tune with a very special women-based episode today, where we will only be listening to music made by women. Now, the song that you just heard, that is very special, Never Say Never by Romeo Void, because not only does it feature a front woman, but also a front Indigenous woman. And that is part of the reason why Romeo Void didn't necessarily break through the wall of new wave bands in the 80s. You heard the song. It's a great song. I love Romeo Void, but they never really got the recognition that they deserved, mostly because the lead singer was both a woman and Indigenous. Coming up next is Goon by Dear Rouge off of their new album, Lonesome High.
Oh,
That was Subtraction of Obedience by Duchess Says, and the first song that we listened to there was off of Dia Rouge's new album, and it was called Goon. And now, in terms of Duchess Says, the song that we just listened to, Subtraction of Obedience, wow, what a song. I actually just came across that when putting together the list for this episode, and I don't know, I'm obsessed with that because it's so weird and it's so, like, you can't put your finger on anything in the song. It's like one of those photos that you see and it's like you can't name anything in the photo. That's one of those songs for me, but it sounds good to my ears. I love it. As we end off this episode, I will be leaving you with Hammer Horror by Kate Bush because it's an episode about women in music. I couldn't not include Kate Bush. Come on now, she's Kate Bush. And then the last song that you'll hear after Kate Bush is Spin Spin Sugar by Sneaker Pimps. So here is Hammer Horror by Kate Bush.
Thing to do. Tune in Sundays at 11 p.m. for Orchestral Maneuvers After Dark with me, DJ Squared. Each episode features a great mix of new and vintage, Canadian and international, new wave, punk, post-punk, garage rock, pop, electronica, ambient, and even the occasional remix. Sweet beats are in store for all to enjoy. Join in the fun, OMD, every Sunday at 11 right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
PFLAG Canada is there when it seems no one else is. Are you struggling with an LGBT issue? Every day, PFLAG Canada volunteers are contacted by frightened kids and by angry, fearful, or ashamed parents. PFLAG is Canada's only national organization that helps all Canadians who are struggling with issues of sexual orientation and gender identity. PFLAG Canada supports, educates, and provides resources 24/7. Visit pflagcanada.ca.
CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st. Help us raise $25,000 to support our local arts and artists and keep our community informed with local news, concerts, and events listings on air and on our website. Visit CFRC.ca today and make your gift to Kingston's longest-running broadcaster serving our community since 1922. Get a tax receipt via Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. For every $5 donated, you get one more chance to win. Thank you for your support.
CFRC's funding drive is now underway. Join us at the Upper Hall of the Spire on Saturday, November 30th for Wrestling School of Rock in partnership with our friends at the Independent Wrestling Academy. The show is main evented by an Academy Championship match between Alexei Orimov and Geriatric. Also watch as Billy Baxter makes his professional wrestling debut against KL Shock. Proceeds from ticket sales support CFRC's funding drive. Get your tickets via CFRC.ca or IWACanada.ca and get ready to rock the spire.
Tune in Sundays at 11 p.m. for Orchestral Maneuvers After Dark with me, DJ Squared. Each episode features a great mix of new and vintage, Canadian and international, new wave, punk, post-punk, garage rock, pop, electronica, ambient, and even the occasional remix. Sweet beats are in store for all to enjoy. Join in the fun, OMD, every Sunday at 11 right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hey everyone, this is Joseph Guido. I am CFRC's Airwave YGK Musicians in Residence Project Intern. Do you love local music and supporting local arts? CFRC's annual funding drive is running until December 31st, and your gift is needed to help us provide local musicians with modern, top-of-the-line equipment, space, and technical support to better showcase their creativity on our airwaves all year round. Help us raise $25,000 this year. Make your gift today via CFRC.ca.
GradChat is a collaboration between the SGS and CFRC, where we feature one graduate student or postdoc each week, providing them the platform to showcase their research and explain how it affects us.